What was on the other side of the tape? So don't do this side of the tape first, but do the other side first and then continue on with this. You were saying you had one store that supplied you with groceries mostly?
Usually had one store that had one man in an American store near here that would take care of us.
Well, did you have any special program for Sunday and religious program?
No, only that we all... Oh, no, only all going to Mass and going to Mass and getting back for breakfast. Breakfast usually went on until afternoon time. And then we had only the two meals, breakfast, and then we had dinner at 5 o'clock in the afternoon that finished up the day.
And you usually go for a ride before that dinner, would you?
Yes. Daddy would take us for a ride before dinner.
Or in the summer evening, you go out after the dinner.
Well, sometimes on a hot night, we would take a ride after the dinner was over. It was just a matter of all getting out. I remember one ride we took on a Sunday after dinner, and I just had a house dress on, hadn't bothered getting dressed any differently. And we went up to Girard Avenue Bridge in the West Park and came across the bridge to go up the East River Drive. And when we got across the bridge, something happened with the machine that we turned up the Belmont Avenue. And we got on that hill on Belmont Avenue and the machine stopped. We couldn't go anymore. And we got out, we all got out and pushed it down to a garage at the foot of the hill on the other side of the bridge. And it had something had to be done to it. It had to be fixed. And we had to leave it there. We had to go home in the trolley car. And here I was in a house dress and a baby in my arms. I'd take the trolley car home. We had a lot of experiences like that, and we enjoyed them. So you never know when you went out how you're going to come back.
Yeah. Well, Sunday was a day you'd have company mostly, too, wasn't it?
Yes. Sunday was the day people would come in to see you more than any other day.
Did you have a lot of company?
We had company off and on, but that never interfered very much. I mean, our house was very comfortable about company or any extras that came in. Nothing particularly was done for any extras, except what we did ourselves with the same routine. They just came in and either went in the front room by themselves or came out in the kitchen and where we were and helped out with what we were doing. Because you're always so busy at all times, very seldom until the children were in bed, you couldn't sit down to talk to them.
Uh-huh. And they'd understand that and wouldn't be offended.
Sure.
That's another advantage of having a big family. Visitors can't put you out so well.
Well, I suppose so. Whenever it was, might be visitors, but to us, they were just people who came in and they just went along with the crowd. Actually, it was relatives.
Did the number of children stop your outside activities, like teacher sodality was interfered with, wasn't it?
No. No, because that was in the afternoon at 4 o'clock. I could go to that and be back at 6, so I could go to that. No, the family never interfered with much. We were just saying the other night that I'd been to Canada, I think, 3 times. And been to Europe once, and I never missed much because of the family.
Did you ever have to make the most out of a little thing, like in food or in the material for clothes and so on?
Many times, yeah. Make food stretch.
How did you do that?
had to do it. I don't know how you did it except just make fortunes list. Oh, yeah. Anything like that. It's worthwhile. All of that is worthwhile in the end. Because it's just as I say about taking care of a baby. You have either one or you have six. You give them 24 hours and that's all you have to give. So that if it's one, it's 24 hours. If it's six, it's 24 hours. If it's 10, it's 24 hours. And you can't give any more. You give all you can give and that's all.
How did Dad get started reading the table during Lent?
In the mornings. Well, it was just an idea of his of spiritual reading every day to keep them in the spirit of Lent.
When did he start giving them an allowance? They went to high school?
In high school, yes.
They give $1 a week, wouldn't they?
About that, yes, about that. Yes, in high school, $1 a week, and when they got to college, about $2 a week.
What other punishments did Dad hand out besides cutting off the allowance or sending them to bed?
I don't remember any particular ones.
Stop. On the movies?
Oh, well, they never went to the movies much because as far as the movies were concerned, I always felt that I had to know about the picture they were going to see, know about it, and know somebody that had been there. And that wasn't always possible.
Uh-huh.
So that the movies entered into our life very little because we didn't altogether approve of them. If it was something that we did approve of or wanted them to see, we would go in a group and see it.
Would you get half price?
No. No, but we never had any particular in for movies or any particular time or favor for them.
You did manage to take a number of the children to see Shakespeare and other plays like that?
Things like that that would come, I would try to see. If there was a show, there were shows, some of Shakespeare's plays would come. I would try and take the older ones that were in high school to see them. And the Philadelphia Orchestra concerts, I would try to take them to let them hear the music. And I'll try to develop their taste for good music or good shows, things of that sort.
Do you think that life pays off, Richard, when you have many children? For example, so many people later on seem to want to have children when they didn't want them earlier.
Yeah, and then can have them.
Yeah.
Oh, I think so. I think having children is the only thing in life worthwhile. What you suffer for them, or no matter what, they make you suffer by their whims and fancies.
I said most mothers of a large family are just as anxious for every additional child as they were for the first.
Yes, I do. Because they got so much joy out of the first ones that they're anxious for the later ones.
What do you think about those parents that get mad because they don't get a boy when they want a boy?
No, I think they're silly.
Do you think that even the time of pregnancy has its advantages?
Yes and no.